Hey crew, and welcome to another week of the Contrarian Thinking Newsletter. This one entitled, Are You Neurodivergent or Just Weird? Have you ever been called weird? You ever feel like you just don't understand most people? Well, me too, friend, and thankfully, this is not an ad for an antidepressant. No smiling families on picnics in the sunshine here. This is a wake-up call. But first, did you guys know that you can buy passive income without using any of your own money? See, we get a ton of questions about using seller financing, which is where you get the seller to pay for part of your deal. A member of our cash flow group actually just bought a business using $100,000 in seller financing. He talked about it inside our weekly call this past Tuesday, and if you want to listen in, you know where to join cash flow. Let's get right into it. Vitriolic verbatim vernacular. I had two friends reach out to me over the last week and some haters on the internet. Now, believe you me, I get them in droves. I've had people question everything from whether I'm actually Hispanic to whether I lie about my career experience to whether I know anything about finance to whether I should just get a nose job because it's too big. Yes, even this, where our last week's newsletter was called Hiring a Good Operator is Better Than Sex, I definitely got called out saying I'm admitting I never had good sex. Anyways, ah, internet, you're a special place. I can usually be annoyed briefly and then shake it off. But this friend of mine was beaten up. The hate coming at her was so overwhelming, she kept vomiting. Then, the same day, I saw Jordan Peterson swear off Twitter, which was the same week a mass shooting happened. It gave me a pause, given all we have happening in the world today. We need to toughen up for sure, but we also could do with every human having to put their real face and name on the internet so they'd at least have skin in the game to their vitriol. We could do with a touch more kindness. People are just a bit more in your face these days. It was a reminder for me, and maybe also for you. Whenever another is spewing hate, it's just so much less about you than it actually is about them. People doing nothing always have plenty to say about the people doing something. Or as Andy Frisella says it, you want to be the person doing shit, not the person talking shit. So let me offer up an idea that's based on civilizing the mind, not cash flowing the bank account. Before we get into the rest of it, let me talk to you about our friends at Here.co. In 2021, home prices rose a record 17%. If you've tried to buy a house recently, you've definitely felt the squeeze, much less a second home or an investment property. You see your friends making cash, renting their vacation properties, and you're wanting a piece of that pie. Thankfully, we found a solution. Enter Here.co. Here makes it easy to invest in vacation rentals in just minutes with as little as $100 down. Their properties are located in high-appreciating, high-cash-flow locations that deliver strong, long-term returns. For as little as $1 per share, you'll own a fractionalized piece of an investment property without the hassle of managing it. Own part of the highest yielding asset class in real estate just by clicking the button inside the blog. Let's keep going. Neurodivergence, a superpower. Anyone who's ever done something transformational has had to stand alone. They've taken the stones and sticks and used them to build. Let's flip the script though, shall we? When people say you're weird, what they really may be saying is that you're neurodivergent, which simply means the only proper response is, thank you. The truth, as my friend Xavier Helgson had to say so eloquently, is neurodivergent individuals are behind all major human breakthroughs. It's a feature, not a bug. I want to talk to you about what it means to be considered weird in this world around us and about the investment in your weird self. Neurodivergence, the definition. First, what does it actually mean? Well, it means that your brain functions differently than what's considered standard or typical. Oddly, however, 1 in 7 people have a neurodivergent condition, aka considered weird. That's still 14% of the population, or 46 million people. You, my friend, are not alone as you may think. Neurodivergent conditions are names that may sound familiar to you. So let's talk about those here. There's Asperger's, autism, dyslexia, ADHD, dysgraphia, hyperlexia, OCD, dyscalculia, which I think it affects the ability to acquire mathematical skills, and Tourette's. So being different, I realize that I have dyscalculia years ago, meaning when I was young, I struggled with numbers and still have a very hard time remembering dates, stats, or data. In fact, I once had a finance professor tell me in high school that Helen Keller would have more luck in an archery contest than I would have passing this calculus class or getting into finance. And yet, I now run a large investment company and have played in the world of finance for over 15 years. Chip firmly on my shoulder. The truth is that most of those who create incredible things in this world think differently. Far from Steve Jobs' slogan, that is a literal definition of neurodivergence. Names that will stand against the test of time fall into neurodivergent spheres, like Elon Musk, who has Asperger's, Richard Branson, dyslexic, Charles Schwab, dyslexic, Bill Gross, Asperger's, Ingvar Kamprad, founder of IKEA, dyscalculia, John F. Kennedy, dyslexic, John Lennon, dyslexic. When you reach inside, I think you already know all of this. You know that talk is cheap and growth is painful, but sometimes you need another to remind you. Want easy money? Work a 9-to-5. Want easy abs? Sweat harder. Want an easy life? Stop living. Want an easy relationship? Stay single. You want everyone to love you? Do nothing interesting. Nothing that's worth it is easy. No such thing as a passive least resistance to happiness. Investing in you. People often ask what the best returning asset class or small business or investment is for them. The real answer isn't real estate or marketing agency or tech stocks. The answer is you. You're the only investment that has an unlimited return potential that compounds, where you have control of the outcome. So if you're struggling with where to spend and invest your time and money, choose yourself. Take a course on a subject you're new at. Try a physical activity that will stretch you. I can never guarantee investment returns, but I can guarantee you that if you learn, take action, iterate, and repeat, you will win. May I suggest a small routine that helps me stay on course whenever I feel beaten down or confused? I will anyway. It's called the 1 in 60 rule. It may help you change your life. Every Sunday, actually like 60% of Sundays, I have a little ritual where I check in to make sure I'm on the right path. I use a framework called the 1 in 60 rule. If I had to give you one guide to living a happy life, I think it would be this one. The 1 in 60 rule is a key framework pilots use to navigate. If you want to be fancy, it looks like this. Check out the graph in the newsletter. If you want the TLDR version, it means that for every 1 degree a plane veers off its course, it misses its target destination by 1 mile for every 60 miles you fly. The thesis is the further you go, the further away from your goal or destination you get left if uncorrected. I found this rule true in life too. If you don't track your progress constantly, you'll veer off course. I was watching an amalgamation of Wecrash, Super Pumped, and Theranos and thinking, wow, these people really got lost. How do they let themselves veer so far from their true north? I realize that so often we can obsess on a number like 1 million in net worth, first 1 million subscribers, and $10,000 in monthly income that we can forget the bigger picture. If you've ever done that, perhaps this framework will be timely for you as it was for me. So how do you make sure you're on the right path? Go grab yourself a nice big glass of red. Sit down to some music, I like classical or instrumental, open your computer, and ask yourself some questions. These are the 7 questions that I ask myself. Number 1, am I happy doing what I'm doing right now? On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy, and you can't use 7. You can't use 7 because it's too easy to be wishy-washy and say, like, things are okay. In my world, it's either a fuck yes or a no. What would I do if no one was watching and success was inevitable? What would I not do if I knew for sure it would fail? What would I do even if I knew I was going to fail? What am I doing right now because I think I should do it? And looking back at last week, how many of my days were spent doing things I actively enjoyed? And how does that compare to the week before? Then I throw all those answers and questions in Evernote and I see how I progress. It turns out it's a lot harder to get lost when you're constantly looking at the map. You are the pilot, so don't get lost and ignore the noise. Cody, see you guys next week.